from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
Another strong one.
Extraordinary.
Is that three from three this week?
Yes.
Yeah.
What a way to finish the year.
Wet sail.
Jeez.
Oh, we could keep going right through until Christmas, I reckon.
We could do it easy.
Yeah.
But we're having a break for the uninitiated. We'll be back mid-January.
Yep.
And until then, let's push on.
Mm.
Top six at six coming in at number one this morning. Liberal MP Bridget Archer is set to cross the floor and vote with Labor to censure Scott Morrison over the secret ministry scandal, warning his actions were corrosive to democracy. Dutton's trying to keep them all in line, failing miserably because they're a rabble.
What is the outcome for Scott Morrison about this?
I don't know what the ultimate outcome would be.
Yeah. Is it just a process?
Yeah, well, it'll be a process. And, you know, it's a process they should go through. You shouldn't be allowed to have five ministries that you haven't told anyone about.
Mm. Oh, for sure.
It just should not be a thing.
Mm-hmm. Just wondering what you know, he has to pay as a result of it.
Well, Scott he'll Morrison. Always have to pay because he'll always be Scott Morrison. And none of us are. So we can always look at ScoMo and think, thank Christ I'm not him. Or anywhere near him.
Yeah.
No disrespect to his children.
Of course.
Who know their father in a very different light to the man that we know.
He's talking about his professional
family man. He's a family
ability.
Man. I wouldn't take that away from him.
No, yeah.
Coming in at number two, Steve Waugh has commented on the low crowd numbers at the recent Australia versus England one-day international, saying, there wasn't big crowds. I think the public has almost overdosed on cricket. You want the special series to be iconic, like the Ashes and against India where they come out here. It's hard to follow the Australian side because every time they play, they have a different team on the field.
Very good point.
Very true.
And to think of the amount of cricket we've already watched to this point, and the first test starts today.
And you can't keep up with the Shield, and then the Big Bash will roll in. And
yeah.
Those 3-1 days against England after they'd won the T20 World Cup was some of the most meaningless games of cricket. And, nobody rocks cricket like Triple M.
No one rocks.
I mean, I couldn't be a bigger supporter of Triple M cricket.
I know. But you'll be tuning in from 12:30 today.
I will be.
Yes, today.
12:30
today.
Yeah.
Tick.
Yeah.
I've got it set in my iCal.
Yep.
And it's annual.
Annual?
Annual. It's an annual reminder.
Mm.
But honestly, what's going on with cricket?
The shine does come off the team.
I don't reckon it's ever been. For me, it's never been the same since the sandpaper scandal, and I genuinely mean that.
Yeah, I think the public would agree.
It's never been the same for me. I really lost an enormous amount of respect for that playing group, particularly David Warner, obviously.
Oh, I've
been very clear about my feelings about him and the wet limpness of Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Right.
But Triple M will be rocking the cricket today.
And I'll be there, you know. I'm a glutton for punishment. I'll be at the bloody front of the queue. Turn it up!
You will watch every ball, I know
of
that.
Of course I will.
We have a lot to get through.
Three, while George Colombaris is preparing to launch his brand new TV show, a Victorian businessman has become the first person in Australia to face criminal charges for alleged wage theft.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go too far into George's back catalogue, but there was a lot of issues around that group that he was the face of and part of the business.
Mm.
And there was, I can't remember the figure that it was in
millions.
The millions.
Yeah, it was millions.
But this bloke, with new laws having been passed around the idea of wage theft, will be tried and go through the process. Whereas George, what's his brand new TV show? Is it called Crouching to Eat?
60 seconds, by the way.
God.
Jimmy Barnes has made the tough call to cancel all upcoming gigs as he prepares to go under the knife. He says almost half a century of jumping off PAs and stomping around stages has busted his back and hip.
He's still going to play this Sunday.
Yeah, well, he's got one to do.
Yeah.
Then we'll go and get a
gig. Maybe he'll do it in a chair. Yeah. The new show's called Hungry.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it certainly is. Number five, Outback Wrangler star Matt Wright's been charged over a helicopter crash that killed a cast member after handing himself in at Darwin Police Station. Six, Melbourne has topped the friendliest cities in the world list.
Yes.
With the report saying it's often referred to as the capital of cool and the residents are known for their friendliness.
Aww.
What a town. What's on the back page?
Type your sporting news now, and the countdown is on to the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix 2023. This is going to be so much fun. Yeah. March 30 to April 2nd here in Melbourne. Get ready to live fast. General admission park passes are on sale December 6th from grandprix.com.au.
I wouldn't be mucking around.
We had a lovely day at the Grand Prix this year.
Such a fun day out.
Yeah, lovely. It was a fun day. It really is. Were you there race day?
No, I've only ever been to the practice day.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Or qualifying day.
They're loud.
It's a great event for Melbourne.
They used to be louder. They noise limited them.
That's right.
Yeah. In the old days.
Yes.
Jesus.
Get your tickets sorted.
Get them today. Yeah, grandprix.com.au.
The AFL draft was completed last night. Fox Sports have analysed that North Melbourne, Carlton and West Coast were the big winners.
Okay,
North
Melbourne, was Carlton a big winner?
It's hard to tell. We'll know in 10 years.
Yeah, all right.
It's just one of those ones.
Take don't get angry, mate. I just asked a question.
I'm sorry. I haven't watched a lot of the
North have done very well, though.
They have.
Picks 2 and 3.
Yes, and then Cooper Harvey, son of
Cooper
Brent.
Cooper Harvey.
Taken at pick 56.
How wonderful.
We also saw the Davey twins, the sons of Al and Davey from the Bombers, both picked up by Essendon at picks 45 and 54.
Excellent.
And Corey Wagner is an interesting story. Former North Melbourne and Melbourne player picked up by Fremantle with pick 57 as a 25-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing his career after some strong form
in
Victoria.
Is he a WA guy?
Not sure. I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he actually played for Queensland at one point.
Mm.
In cricket news, the first test of the summer starts today in Australia. First against the West Indies in Australia in 7 years.
I was reading an article by Damien Fleming last night who reckons this West Indian attack isn't as bad as we all think it is.
Hold up.
Their batting might not be what we would desire, but their attack might be all right.
Yeah. We haven't seen their squad announced, but the Australian 11 was selected as expected with Harris and Boland, the two omissions. So it's a pretty familiar lineup for Australian cricket fans.
So Khawaja's in?
Yes, Khawaja will be opening with David Warner.
And 12, then Laubuschagne, Smith,
Head, Green, Carey, Cummins, Stark, Lyon and Hazelwood.
Cummins, Stark, Lyon and Hazelwood.
Yeah, the normal attack.
Jeez, good attack.
It's a very green pitch. It's been described as a green monster.
Jesus Christ.
12 millimetres of grass left on the pitch, about 4 more than most decks.
Oh, there'll be some nervous West Indians at the toss.
So there's temperatures of about the mid to high 30s for the next couple of days. So it's going to be sweltering.
God almighty.
On air from Triple M at 12:30 p.m. Play commences at 1:20. All the boys will be there.
The boys will be there. Lock up your mums.
And in the World Cup, as we touched on before, overnight the final round of group games began. So Group A has now been settled. From now until Saturday, every game is going to be simultaneous.
We're watching two at the moment.
So, yes,
we've got Cymru versus England on.
Yes, Wales and England.
Iran, USA.
Both games are still.
Did you say Iran or Iran?
Iran. A USA player got called out during the week for saying Iran. So
Iran
is the preferred way of saying it.
Not Flock of Seagulls.
No.
And Iran.
Senegal secured their spot in Group A. They beat Ecuador 2-1. And the Netherlands are also through after beating Qatar.
Orange and blue.
Disappointing campaign for Qatar. The worst ever by a host nation in a World Cup.
Good. I'm
no
glad.
Losses, no wins and only one goal across three games. See yous.
Bye.
Group B, of course, still alive today. As it stands, England and Iran would be happy because they can both draw and get through.
Right.
But the USA and Wales need wins at the bare minimum to get
themselves. Who's our next game and when is it? It's 2 a.m.
Denmark, Thursday morning, 2 a.m.
Right.
Denmark.
Yes.
And what do we need to happen?
If we draw, more likely than not, we will get through. If we win, we're guaranteed a spot. If we lose, we're guaranteed to miss out.
Right. Yeah. So everything's got a result.
Everything has a result. It's very intriguing, very exciting. And the pitch invader during the Portugal-Uruguay match that people might have seen.
He covered all bases. He covered Iranian women. He covered the LGBTQ plus community. What else did he cover? There was one other one.
There was another one. I can't remember.
Ukraine? Did you say Ukraine?
Yeah, he covered Ukraine as well.
Helped the Ukrainians.
He was all over it.
An Italian man named Mario Ferri.
I think I went to school with him.
Yeah. And it's been announced that he has been released with no consequences in Qatar.
Until they shoot him at the airport.
That's the back page.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.